Welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Don't start a fight. It is WrestleMania weekend, but don't start a fight. That's all I'm saying.
Going off the top rope.
That's right.
Okay.
We do need to get to the round table here as we've got about 10 minutes left here in the sports show. I think the big thing is coming up today is Mizzou Gymnastics in an NCAA finals championship for the first time in program history. These guys are rocking and rolling, and I think they've got a legitimate shot to be crown champs here today.
Well, you got to like the chances. 1-4 basically is what it comes down to. They're in the final four. 2, 3, 5, and 7, I think, are the rankings going in. Mizzou is the worst of those at 7, but there goes my phone. Any way you slice it, I mean, everybody's got to – When you're in the Final Four in gymnastics, anybody's got a shot. I mean, they're all good, and they're all very good. And led by Helen Hu, I think Mizzou's got a chance.
Yeah, and just to your point, Mizzou is the 7th-ranked team in this competition. It's going to be at the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. 2nd-ranked Oklahoma is the top seed in here. Then you've got 4th-ranked Utah and 5th-ranked UCLA. Mizzou competed against Oklahoma on Thursday to punch
very
their
close
ticket, and they came in second.
Yeah,
so
barely.
Yes, barely came in second. So, again, this afternoon, Mizzou Arena is opening up their doors, and they're inviting folks to come over to kind of get that atmosphere for a watch party. I believe the doors open at 2:30 this afternoon, and it's going to be nationally broadcast on ABC.
And I like that. Have you ever been to a gymnastics? I know you haven't, Matt. Have you been to a gymnastics meet?
I went to the Beauty and the Beast wrestling and gymnastics at Mizzou one time. It's cool. Gymnastics is crazy. They are crazy freak athletes.
And it's amazing how fast it goes. I mean, it's a very fast-paced mm-hmm. event. You would not... To me, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be a slog. It was fun. I actually enjoyed myself. And I'll tell you what, those girls are enjoying themselves. And when you're doing well, you enjoy yourself even more. And chance at a first ever national championship?
Take notice, everybody. Mizzou Gymnastics putting us on the globe. And that's going to be very, very exciting to watch. I think it starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon on ABC. So if you get a chance to check that out, by all means do so. We do want to give a shout out to Mizzou Softball. They took down #1 Texas A&M yesterday.
Run rule.
Yes, sir. Late 9-1, as a matter of fact. And that's after they lost a couple of times to them. So nice job to Mizzou Softball.
And they're kind of under the gun. They really got almost went out here in order to get their streak of NCAA tournament runs not broken. So hopefully they can. It's a nice start to the pressure cooker, so to speak. Their head coach talked the other day about, hey, we know what the pressure is, but we've kind of put ourselves in this own situation, and now we got to work ourselves out of it.
Madison Walker has hit 17 home runs this season.
Offense is not the problem with this team.
No, offense is not the problem.
Not at all. This is one of the more explosive Mizzou softball teams we've seen in a while.
The lineup is stacked with hitters.
Yeah.
If we
had the pitching that we've had in the past few years, this would be an easy NCAA tournament team. Yeah.
Tigers are going to have to win 5 of its final 6 games to finish with a record of .500. Just very few games left. They're going to be in Tuscaloosa next weekend for a series against Alabama. Then they close out the regular season at home against Georgia. Yeah. And a shout-out to our girl, Mexico girl, Jordan Thurman. We keep seeing the posts on social. Yep. And wish the best of luck to Mizzou softball. We want to kind of switch gears as we are going to be talking about St. Louis Blues hockey. It gets underway today. It's not going to be easy for the St. Louis Blues as they take on Edmonton in 10 games this season. They're 2-7-1 against Edmonton. But I'll tell you what, whenever they had that 13-game winning streak, they looked like nobody could beat them. Can they get that going again in the playoffs?
That's the big question. To me, the Dylan Holloway... That's a significant injury. Robert Thomas injured the other night. He's going to skate in this game, but Jimmy Snuggerud kind of takes away some of that offensive need just by being out there along with him. But the defense is really where they've struggled a little bit. They've struggled all season long a little bit, and Holloway really provided a key piece to that. The the matchup is going to be the power play, because Blues are last in power play, and the ball club they're facing is number one in the power play. So hopefully, don't commit any penalties. We'll be good.
Yeah. That's all.
That's it. Well, penalty free.
Joe Boo is speaking to me, and he says the last time the Blues and Winnipeg played each other was 2019.
Yeah. What do you know about that year?
The Blues hoisted up a Stanley Cup championship that year, so that bodes well. Yes. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Blues playing at 5 o'clock tonight, and we'll see how that one goes. Best of seven series there, and we will see how that goes. Baseball, kind of going over to that just a little bit. We'll talk about the Royals in a slump, five-game losing streak. Yeah. It's their offense, and they're struggling offensively right now, and not sure what they need to do to get that thing turned around.
You know, it's kind of the opposite of what we just talked about. The Royals actually have the best pitching staff in the majors, if you can believe that right now. The best pitching staff in the majors, they just can't hit their way out of a box right now. The only offense they've got is India. And that one guy who plays shortstop.
That one guy. The problem with the
Bobby
Royals,
Baseball.
Their answer is in AAA right now, batting like .400, Jack Caglione, and they are refusing to bring him up.
I don't know how long they're... And they say Caglione's probably not the next guy up. They've got a left-handed pitcher at AAA that is putting up some crazy numbers. Matter of fact, they've got some really good pitching depth, which they don't need right now because their pitching is so good. They've got some really good pitching depth in the minors. But, yeah, I think Caglione's got to come up sooner rather than later because they are just not hitting.
Taking that snapshot today, the Royals are 8-13, next to last in their division, and they are tied for 27th in the major leagues in runs scored and have scored 4 runs or fewer in 17 of 19 games. So, again, it's the offense that's giving them problems, and they're going to have to get that figured out. As far as the Cardinals go, they're in a bit of a losing streak to the Mets. They won their last two series, didn't look too bad, but they've struggled against New York, getting down early in games and then trying to come back. Brendan Donovan, the bright spot there to me.
Yeah, he's got a big 14-game hitting streak, I think, going on. You know, you look at the two teams and you're like, man, if we could take the Royals pitching staff and the way the Cardinals, believe it or not, the way the Cardinals have hit early in the year. But the problem is, again, when the Cardinals struggle, it's because they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. They, I don't know how many games, 9 hits or more, I think, in all but one game this year. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, the problem for the Cardinals has not been hitting. It's been hitting and getting runners in when they're in scoring position.
Badly need a win today to kind of turn things around a little bit and keep that early season momentum, and we'll see how that goes against the Mets.
Libertor on the mound.
Yes, indeed. I think that's his third start of this season.
Yeah, so 1-1.
Indeed. We want to kind of switch gears over to baseball, Mexico baseball having man, they played a slew of games here in these last couple of weeks. I think they were – do you remember what that number was this morning that I was talking about? Was it 18 games in the last 2 weeks?
I think that's what you said, yeah.
Something like that. They had a slugout against Centralia the other night where they were leading early but ended up losing that thing 18-16. You know, it's just – they need a rest. And they're going to get one today because apparently games have been canceled because of the weather.
Is there some weather moving in?
A little bit of rain coming in.
Right.
Yes, April showers.
Did you hear thunder last night?
Yeah.
Do I look tired? Sorry.
So, anyway, Mexico baseball, they lost yesterday. It was an afternoon game over at the Mexico High School, lost to Lafayette St. Joseph, a little bit of a rest, and they get back at it. I was looking at their schedule. They're going to have back-to-back games against Moberly, against Fulton, Blair Oaks. The schedule just doesn't get any easier.
No, and, you know, we said this last week. I think this is a good team. I really do. The key, I think, for them now is not to get down on themselves. They've had some bad luck. They've had some, you know, some places where they just haven't played good defense, and then they've had a couple of places where they just haven't pitched well, and then they've had a couple of places where they just haven't hit with runners in scoring position again, and it's all just kind of snowballed on them. But again, I think this is a good ball club, and I think they've got a chance to do some damage if things start going their way, because we all know how momentum is in sports. things start going their way a little bit, this thing could turn around in a big way.
No doubt. Once again, Mexico High School Girls Soccer. Maddie, give us a little update on that. A win against their rivals this week, correct?
Yeah, Thursday they played Fulton, beat them at their own field, 4-1. I don't think they play again until mid this coming week, but yeah, they've been struggling a little bit offensively. Claire Hudson's out because of ankle issues, but she should be back later in the season. But yeah, they're going along so far. So yeah.
All right, we'll keep our eye on that as we come up on the top of the hour here. We will get ready to wrap things up, and we want to do our athlete shout out of the week. Maddie, back from surgery, you get to do the honors.
I'll do the Mexico wrestling team staff. That's my athlete of the week because they're all athletes, and those boys are blessed to have such a good alumni coaching staff that's committed to them. So yeah.
Okay, Leighton Maskey.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Cooper Rohan and Ezra Johnson just because they have very limited golf experience, and to be doing what they are doing right now, it's very impressive.
I will second what you just said there. I mean, I took up golf at an early age, and to be shooting under 50 in the first couple of months, that's very impressive. My athlete of the week is actually sitting next to me. That's Maddie Tolbert. Back in, what, a week?
Yeah.
From hip surgery, and that is hip surgery number two?
Three.
Yeah, so...
I was surprised to see her come in this morning, but yes, indeed, she's back at it.
Hop along, Cass. I mean, she was making a bolt for it.
It took some time to get used to those crutches again. I don't miss them, but I appreciate it.
But not. I'm going to get a couple of shout-outs this morning. First off, Mexico football head coach Steve Haig, elected mayor of Mexico this week. So he is now coach mayor. He's got two titles that he's wearing.
Already here at school.
Well, listen, give him the accolades. Acknowledge him. He is the new mayor of Mexico. Also, I want to shout out Jaden Eldridge. I believe he had 7 RBI in that game against the Centralia Panthers. Yeah. Never do we intentionally leave out anybody on a sports report. So I just want to say, Jaden Eldridge, shout out to you. And we recognize exactly what you're doing over there. And congratulations.
There's a lot of good hitters on that. But like I said, hitting is not their problem. Drew Demet, Jaden Eldridge. I'm sure I'm forgetting. I know I'm already forgetting a couple because they.
Landon Hilderman.
Yeah, he's Hilderman. Gone yard.
Who's the? Yeah.
There's too many players.
See, that's what I did. I opened up a can of worms that I can't dig the entire can out. Anyway, shout out to the entire team.
Absolutely.
They're doing some nice hitting.
That is our athlete shout outs of the week, and that's going to wrap up Sports Talk here this morning. For Michael Doherty, Maddie Tolbert, and Leighton Maskey, I'm Matt Pilger. You've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO. Austin Maxwell, shout out on KXEO.